Independent sources of moral faith are divisive and need to be undermined, walled off, excluded from our common project. This means that liberal churches are fine because they are perceived rightly or wrongly to have subordinated religious doctrine to political doctrine. As John Dewey put it in his brief for a secular religion of the state, if our nominally religious institutions learn how to use their symbols and rites to express and enhance such a faith, they may become useful allies of a conception of life that is in harmony with knowledge and social needs. Hitler was more succinct. Against a church that identifies itself with the state, I have nothing to say. Conservatives are fond of scoring liberals for their cafeteria Christianity, picking those things they like from the religious menu and eschewing the hard stuff. But there's more than mere hypocrisy at work. What appears to be inconsistency is, in fact, the continued unfolding of the social gospel tapestry to reveal a religion without God. Cafeteria liberals aren't so much inconsistent Christians as consistent progressives. Everything within the village. No more thorough explication of the liberal fascist agenda can be found than in Hillary Clinton's best-selling book, It Takes a Village. All the hallmarks of the fascist enterprise reside within its pages. Again, the language isn't hostile, nationalistic, racist, or aggressive. To the contrary, it brims with expressions of love and democratic fellow feeling. But this only detracts from its fascist nature if fascism itself means nothing more than hostile or aggressive or racist and nationalistic. The fascistic nature of It Takes a Village begins with the very title. It draws from a mythic and mythical communal past. It takes a village to raise a child is supposedly an African proverb whose authorship is lost in the mist of time, from the ancient African kingdom of Hallmarkardia, according to P.J. O'Rourke. Clinton invokes this pre-modern image as a source of authority in order to reorganize modern society. It may not be as powerful as all that Teutonic imagery the National Socialists threw around. But is it any more rational, any less romantic? More important, the metaphor of the village is used in precisely the same way that the symbol of the fascists was. The difference is that the fascists were a symbol for a martial age. The village is a symbol for a maternal one. In Mrs. Clinton's telling, villages are wonderful, supportive, nurturing places where everyone is looking out for one another. From everything in the state, nothing outside the state, to everything in the village, nothing outside the village. The village, she writes, can no longer be defined as a place on a map, or a list of people or organizations, but its essence remains the same. It is the network of values and relationships that support and affect our lives.